100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday.
Let's get it.
Around the team, how's everyone going today? Ari, you look sort of a bit deer in headlights. I've got to give you that.
I'm not functioning this morning. You know what happened to me last night?
What happened to you last night?
Like 10 past 8 or something like that. I don't remember, but it was after 8 o'clock. And then all of a sudden, I feel a tap on my shoulder. I'm like, what? What's going on? And then it's mum. Thank God I live at home with someone that's, you know, not my just my teddy bears. Because seriously, if I wasn't woken up and taken to bed last night, I would not be here this morning.
Oh, you just on the lounge, were you? Just there?
Yeah. Because, like, I didn't set my alarm, obviously, because I thought I was just going to watch a TV show and then head to bed. But I was out cold. Mum's like, you need to go to bed, honey. Have you set your alarm? I'm like, damn it! Yeah, I freaked out. I'm like, what time is it? Yeah.
They're like, 8. are fine.
It is 8 p.m.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
There's still a functioning amount of time left. You can sort things out.
A little bit.
You were Origin last night?
Nate, I am an internal struggle this morning. I'm hanging out of my brain through lack of sleep, but also pumping on adrenaline. What a victory by the Blues last night.
Did you watch it at home or did you go to the pub in the
end? I watched it at home last night. My housemate had some friends over and so that was good to kick back and watch it. So we'll talk more about the Blues victory a little bit later
on. Of course we will.
But yes, a very, very good game to the Blues. Bradman Best, you don't get much better than that. Mm-hmm. You do
certainly
not at all.
Certainly not. So I've heard. Didn't watch a minute of it.
Mate, what did you do? If you weren't watching Origin, what could you possibly have been doing last night?
I don't know if you know Scott. He has a baby.
You're saying you're caring for the baby?
That is basically was it last night.
Giving Emmy his wife a break.
And also, yeah, Origin, well, it's good. I'm just glad that the Blues have come home with the victory.
Crevo, famously, do not do sport.
not a lot. I was talking to, at the shop yesterday, Rick from the next door shop.
Mm. Aww.
He was nervous.
Absolutely.
To put it lightly, he was nervous. He's like, do you reckon Queensland's going to get ahead?
Oh.
And I said, I am nervous about
and
that.
And they were. They were. And really? That's when you get Bradman Best
on
the
Bradman
pitch with the ball. We'll talk more about it later on. But
certainly will.
What an emotional roller coaster.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Apparently, if you're going to go to Woolies from yesterday, I guess, and you're paying with cash, turns out you might be in for some change in some very limited edition coins.
Oh, what have they got?
Well, obviously, it's the Olympics coming up in just a couple of weeks' time. So the Royal Australian Mint has released 4 coloured $2 coins in honour of the athletes competing.
So Woolies have got a big stash of them, do they?
Basically, yeah.
Interesting. What I think the new name for these coin collectors is coin noodlers.
Coin noodles?
Yeah, they're the people that go through like stacks and stacks of coins.
Why?
Right.
Because they're trying to get the valuable ones.
Oh no!
Or so they claim.
Just use your card.
Well, but some are worth like they'll get a dollar coin. Oh, this one's worth $45.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're so pretty though. Some of the designs feature like a green and gold pattern and boxing kangaroo motifs with slogans.
Oh, that's fun.
Such as community, LA Oz, Olympism, and Paralympics. So that's really
that's
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
I actually know a little bit about coins purely by listening to Hamish and Andy. Their motive for the year is to try and get on a $1 coin. Do you know how hard it is?
Not easy, yeah.
And not easy at all. The process takes upwards of 2 years. It's got to be signed off by the treasurer. And so when things like this come about and they're only like in a limited space, the planning that has gone in to make sure that Woolies has Olympic coins, in a cashless society, come on.
Well,
you would think that, you know, even if you won or even got nominated for a gold Logie, then you'd have your chance on the coin.
No, you can't. You cannot be, as I found out, you can't be on a commemorative coin. You can't be on a coin if you're alive. Unless you're a royal. So only a caricature or a representation of you can be on a coin, hence why the Wiggles got on a coin. But, like, you cannot have an actual person that is still alive on a coin.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why, hence a push, Steve Irwin.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, they cannot still be alive, only a representation of them.
So we've got to wait a long time for the Scott Frappell coin.
Absolutely.
It astounds me how much you know about coins, Scott.
Listen to the Hamish Dandy podcast.
They
tell you everything you need to know.
All right.
It's a life lesson right there.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I'm talking hippos here. Very funny animal.
I would try and make a hippo noise, but I don't think they have a noise. Do they have a noise?
Yeah, they're sort of grunts and... Give it a go.
Like a snortle?
Yeah, give it a go. Like a snortle. that's basically it. Hippos, now, not something we normally talk a lot about. They're big chunky animals, big chunky things. They weigh up to 1.5 tonnes. So on the heavier side, and not much is known about the hippo. They're quite secretive. They live a lot in rivers.
I think they're one of the most dangerous animals on the planet, isn't
that
right?
They certainly are. They're the most feared. If you're in Africa and you ask, oh, what's the most scary animal? Oh. I always say the hippo because they're very sort of, they'll just go for you without thinking.
You wouldn't want one of those sitting on your lap, would you?
No. Even a baby one, as cute as they look, right? But this is something we didn't know, and we've just found out about hippos. Science have been studying, and they've found out that they actually get airborne for, in their words, substantial periods of time.
How?
Now,
they're growing wings now.
No, they can sort of jump, and when they're moving at speed, they get like an all four legs off the ground situation. For up to 0.3 seconds at a time. These scientists have a different idea about what substantial periods of time mean to me and you, I think. That's not that long.
So do they... Okay, so if they're running... So this is while they're running, right?
Yeah, they're running along. Well, sort of. They're sort of just running along. And there's photos, because they've got these high-speed cameras, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of the hippos with all 4 feet off the ground.
No.
Yeah, so sort of like I think when a horse is in a canter.
Sure, let's go. Yeah, a gallop, maybe?
A gallop, it has moments of all 4 feet off the ground.
True.
But they're known as running animals. Hippos with their stubbly little legs. They're sort of just...
What'd you say about my mama?
I'll leave it there.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And it's the best rideshare app for Newcastle. I'm going to say it because the other ones are just not as reliable as Uber.
Well, yeah, if you've got to get one, I think I would. I've got a few apps that I'd probably go Uber unless it's like a crazy night and you can't get one.
I just use my mum.
Well, you know what? That is cheaper.
That is an option, isn't it?
Yeah. And if you live with your parents, why not?
Crevo, does your mum still come pick you up sometimes?
No, never. No,
okay, fair. Yeah, fair. Well, 3.8 million Aussies are using Uber, which is absolutely phenomenal, considering the market's saturated with a whole heap of other options.
Yeah. Is Ola still a one?
Ola's still around. Didi.
Yeah.
The taxi company that had a 50-year head start went, hang on. We should do online as well. So you've got all the 1-3 cabs and stuff, but Uber seems to be well out in front, and they're making more new features.
Oh, okay.
So putting new stuff onto the app. So now, and this is one that's really tickled my fancy, you can rent a car through Uber. So, like, you know how you go to, like, Hertz?
Yeah.
You can now rent through Uber.
So is that just somebody's car? And they just bring it to your house and walk home?
Well, I'm a little bit confused by it because you can rent. It is rented through a third party. And that you can reserve a vehicle at your closest hub or airport and drop it off at your destination.
That's kind of cool.
So someone's got to go around and pick it up because if you're driving it from destination A to destination B, it's not even like there's another Uber app. It's called Uber Car Share, where you hire somebody's car for the day or for a couple of hours, whatever, but you return it to the spot where you borrowed it from.
This is to destination.
Yeah, this is like a travel. This is like a Hertz car rental situation, but Uber don't have like ports.
So
how are they doing this?
Good question. Here's a little tidbit for you.
Mm.
In the UK, they have this thing where they have tiny motorbikes, right?
So
they're really, really small and they fold up.
Oh.
And a person, say you've gone to the pub, you've had too many drinks.
Yeah.
You can't drive home.
Always.
Yeah, this might have happened to you in the past, right?
Yes.
So you ring up this service and a person comes to you on a tiny motorbike.
No.
What?
And then they fold it up into a bag, put it in the back of your car and drive you home in your car.
Okay.
And then ride their motorbike back to the station.
Brilliant.
That's great.
So maybe they're using tiny motorbikes.
Do you know what? You could be seeing an influx of tiny motorbikes going around.
Or like the modern version, those electric scooter things.
Well, true. Well, there's heaps of other things that they're bringing into the Uber app. I mean, there's new airport pickups and spots where you can go. Plus, long-distance driving with Uber.
Oh.
So the example that they...
Go to Melbourne?
The example that they've given, yeah, is getting an Uber from Sydney to Wollongong.
Oh,
what?
That's an hour and a half drive, best part of.
Yeah.
You wouldn't catch an Uber for more than half an hour, surely.
I wouldn't have thought so.
You would not have. And I mean, looking globally, Uber Boat is now a thing.
Oh.
They are really expanding their reach.
Yeah, they are. So you can now catch a boat, particularly in like for European summer, in areas like Ibiza and through the Greek islands.
Oh, now
catch
you're
a
talking.
Boat from spot to spot to spot. Man, my hip pocket couldn't afford that. Absolutely
so it's like
not.
A cheaper version of hiring a yacht.
Well, mate.
Well,
speed boats, maybe.
Again. All these different types of boats taking you from one destination to another. Beats driving yourself.
A little Uber boat share.
Boat share. That's what it is. Uber boat.
Uber canoe in Lake Macquarie.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The night ones. That'd be fun.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So last night I was having a little chat with Mum in the kitchen and we were just talking about how the fact that we've never been to Barrington Tops, and considering that it's still the middle of winter and there's been some snow flurries in the past couple of days, people are kind of flocking to the tops
sure.
to get a glimpse of maybe their first time dealing with snow, I guess.
Are you going to go out there for a little white Christmas in July?
That's the thing. Mum was like, should we just go? Just get in the car this weekend and just head up there. I thought, you know what? We might as well. I mean, it'll be a once-in-a-lifetime thing to do.
Sure.
So I've only seen snow once. So, yeah, it'll be good.
So you're going to go this weekend? Give it a go?
Perhaps. The best is Saturday.
The best is to go in a really small car. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Really small?
Like this, with the smoothest tyres you can get.
Oh,
not a good idea.
And don't tell anyone where you're going. And
great.
That's the best way.
Well, I used to live on the mid-coast and in Taree, so I spent a bit of time heading out to Gloucester and towards the Barrington Tops. And a friend of mine who works and still lives in Taree, works for NBN, his photo of his van covered in snow was posted last night.
Really?
There is stuff, it is quite heavy.
Wow.
And Seven News were up there as well, and they were doing reports from the Barrington Tops. Full dressed like they're in Jindabyne.
Amazing. Well,
beanies, scarves, the woolen jumpers, everything.
Have you got a puffer vest?
I do, yes.
Are you qualified then?
Well,
you'll be fine.
I've never done anything other than like a little tiny snowball fight, you know, down in Tasmania. So this would be the only, the second time they would have seen it.
Oh,
I want to build a snowman.
Go and build a snowman.
Okay.
You should.
Build a snowman.
Get some photos for us. I'd love to see it.
Okay.
Without experiencing the coldness. It's just perfect way to do it.
The new FM. Hey! We're going to want to remember. The Novos. On this day.
The 18th of July, let's have a look back at history on this day, the whys and wherefores. A lot to get through today, so make sure you turned your ears on. You've got to be tuning in and listening hard. It's Vin Diesel's birthday today, turning 57.
Damn.
He's old.
Family. I do this for my family. What was the movie? Fast and Furious.
Yeah, there's not enough of them.
My favourite movie that he was ever in. It's not Riddick and it's not, Fast and the Furious. It's got to be The Pacifier. Have you seen that?
Oh, The Pacifier was good.
Oh.
I really, really like that.
Really
good movie. I haven't seen that.
He's a nanny or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
A marine turned nanny.
Yeah, I hope they bring out more Fast and the Furious movies as soon as possible.
No.
Of course, you get 20, 30.
Why not?
40.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why
not?
We are
not James Bond.
Why stop there? Chase Crawford is 39 today. Now, he plays the Deep in my favourite telly show at the moment, The Boys. Very, very good show.
He also plays Nate Archibald from Gossip Girl.
He plays better as The Deep.
Interesting.
He's better as The Deep. See, for those that do watch The Boys, season 4, episode 8, the finale is tonight.
Whoa.
Tonight, definitely worth watching.
So, we'll do some spoilers on the show?
Absolutely not. They just dropped a new trailer and hyped is an understatement.
Okay.
Richard Branson is 74 today from the Virgin Empire. Wendy Williams, very famous for not being able to say Dua Peep. Her, 60 today.
Aww. She's still going.
She's still kicking it.
Yeah,
and still kicking it on telly.
Because I thought she was unwell. Like she had a bit of an unwell patch. Maybe she's doing better.
That's one to Google, one to check out. On this day in 1914, the first landing airmail from Melbourne to Sydney.
Oh, that's cool.
And you think that of all the routes, that's the most popular and the most frequently used domestic travel in the world. Yeah, that's the most domestic flights in the world.
That is incredible.
Mm. First airmail, on this day in 1966, Play School debuted, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And looking back on that.
What window were you? I always like the
round
one.
Window.
You were round. I like the arch always.
I was always the arch window.
Okay.
I was always the arch window.
Good to know.
1994, Crayola released scented candle, scented crayons. Scented crayons. Do you remember back in the day they used to have scented, they weren't Crayola branded, but they were scented textures. And so like the red ones smelled of raspberries. Mm-hmm. Did you remember those?
No,
they went off.
I don't remember that, but one of the pride of my toy collection was a Crayola crayon train. Oh. It was like a big, it was probably the size of a loaf of bread.
Okay.
And it was a big train and you lifted the roof off and all the crayons were in there.
That's fun.
Jeez,
absolutely loved that thing. It was probably one of my favourite things I owned.
Right.
Probably the reason why we don't know it, Scott, is because it's not in our lifetime.
It's not in our lifetime.
This was 1849,
like
I think I got it. Yeah.
2012, Kim Jong-un was made the Supreme Leader of North Korea on this day. Today is National Sour Lollies Day. Not my favourite type of lollies, but still good.
I like sour lollies.
Sour lollies are all right, but I don't really have the palate for it. Now, I did say at the top that it's a big day, so make sure you're listening and tuning in. Today is World Listening Day, so three rapid-fire questions on what we just spoke about. Your name's a buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
Here
ready
we
to go?
Okay. Yeah.
Chase Crawford stars in The Boys.
Ari. What? Oh, sorry.
Yes, Ari.
What was the rest of the question?
No, what's the answer? You buzzed in.
He's 39.
That wasn't the question.
Oh.
Okay.
He is 39. The question is, what episode of The Boys is being released today, Crevo?
The finale.
Which is number?
I don't know.
Ari.
Sorry?
Okay.
What was that, Crevo?
I don't know.
Yeah.
10?
8.
It is number 8. Well done, Ari.
You don't get that point, surely.
The first landing airmail from Melbourne to Sydney, what year?
Ari.
Yes,
1914.
Ari. Correct.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Very, very correct.
Ooh.
And one more. Crayola released scented crayons today. I said there was a texter. What colour was
Raspberry.
It?
Raspberry. Red. Crevo.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos. And I mean, technology is just out of this world these days. You can pretty much do anything, whatever you can think of, we can.
There's already the tech for it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, this is pretty much where we move into the world of food at the moment and how we can preview what we want to eat.
This is cool. I want tasty vision.
Tasty vision?
Oh, so you look at something, you know what it tastes like.
I can, like, stick out my tongue and I know what it tastes like.
One more time? Well, Apple Vision Pro just released in Australia only a couple of days ago. And that's the artificial intelligence. Well, it is artificial intelligence.
Goggles.
But the goggles. Yeah, the goggles where you can plug it in and you can see the screen in front of you and still walk.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Wow.
Surely there's a smell-o-vision and a taste-o-vision function in
that's
there.
That's my dream.
I'm pretty sure a recent episode of the new season of, like, Doctor Who was similar to that. So,
yeah. But that's not a documentary.
Anyway.
Hey, what do you mean? What do you mean that the flying TARDIS isn't a documentary?
The more you learn.
So there's a restaurant over in, it looks like Japan. They don't actually say. A pizza restaurant has like these little QR codes on their tables inside.
Sure. Futuristic.
Yeah. And you know how like we have QR codes here where
like the pub down, in Mayfield's got it.
Yeah, your menu and you order it.
I'm checking in.
Yeah.
That too.
Remember that time? Remember during the early days of COVID when like a lot of boomers, they just take photos of the QR code. Oh, good times they were.
I was there. I have a photo.
Dear God. So, okay, boys. All right.
Sorry.
Down.
We're a little distracted. Continue.
Okay. So, anyway, you scan this QR code. What this restaurant has done is they've taken 3D images of the types of pizzas that they offer on their menus, and it brings up a preview when you scan these QR codes and goes, oh, okay, I want a Meat Lovers or I want a Supreme. What does that look like? So it gives you like an actual hologram 3D model of the pizza.
Like when they brought out, do you remember there was that period of like hologram rappers and stuff?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And the ABBA show and things like that.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Yep.
Holograms.
Exactly. But it looks so realistic. It's like it's literally sitting on the table. It's crazy.
Have they figured out how to make it less blue? Because that seemed like always the issue with holograms. They're always very blue. You know, they didn't really... There'd be some colour to it.
You're getting it from Star Wars.
Well, that's...
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a blue image from Star Wars.
In my mind, it's that.
See, a hill I'll die on is all menus should have pictures. If your menu doesn't have a picture on it, you're doing it wrong.
And many menus don't.
There's a lot of, like, you know, like Noodle Paradise shops and things like that that have... on their little billboards and stuff. They say, oh, this is what the satay chicken looks like. This is what the noodles look like.
Certain cuisines, and I think noodle shops are right up there, seem to be like photo first and worry about the text later.
100%. I want to know whether it's got lettuce and green stuff in it so I can ask to have it removed.
See all those green things? Remove.
Get rid of them.
No broccoli.
Scott says no.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And I want to say $65-ish was saved this morning by yours truly by buying by bulk deodorant on Amazon Prime Day.
How good.
You are such a nerd.
I am all about it. So I've jumped onto Amazon Prime and had a look. Well, sorry, let me go from the beginning. Last night I went to Coles and had a look at their deodorant section. $9.50 for a Nivea spray. No, thank you. Not about it. Not at all. That is highway robbery. Even when they do, half price at $4.75, still highway robbery. I hate it. Not about it. Jumped on Amazon Prime. You can get the same can at 62% off for $3.60.
Okay, I have a question.
Here we go.
But do you not get sick of the same scent?
No, it's deodorant. Who cares?
And how long will that last you? 30 cans?
No, 10 cans.
Oh, okay.
10 cans at $3.68. So I spent $36 to what would have been $95.
Do you reckon that's a year's supply?
What's that, $60? Yeah.
Year's supply of deodorant?
Oh, probably just less.
One a month. Round figure. Look, I think it's an absolute bargain.
Wow.
It's a steal.
What are you going to do the last 2 months of the year before the next Amazon Prime Day?
I'm going to stink.
Come in smelly.
You guys are going to have to deal with it.
Because he refuses to pay full price for deodorant.
He's going to steal his girlfriend's.
Well, by that point, deodorant's going to be bloody $12 a can.
Mm.
And
you just can't accept it.
I just won't accept it.
Okay, what else did you buy in bulk?
I haven't bought anything else yet. I'm still looking for the best laundry detergent. I'm still looking for a potential armband for my phone if I do decide to go for a hot girl run.
Uh-huh.
All these different options are coming up. I've been getting into puzzles again recently.
Oh, my God.
So I was looking at the different puzzles, but again, so expensive. Lego is so expensive as well. Not that I'm a Lego guy, but I'm like, hey,
maybe if
it's cheap, buy it.
You know, everything that you just listed, you can get from the Reject Shop for probably cheaper.
Not cheaper than Amazon Prime.
All right.
Guarantee it.
All right. Fine.
Guarantee it.
So you have, between laundry detergent, deodorant, and puzzles.
Yeah.
You are a fascinating human.
You mix that with a Costco membership and I am saving bank.
Oh my God.
I feel like you're a sort of 36-year-old mumfluencer who's got the best tips on how to save on laundry detergent.
You can check out my hacks at my Instagram page at Frapples and Oranges.
There you go. I knew he had one.
All right.
We are swapping things next. I promise it's not all that.
New FM. The Novos.
We just need a story about someone you know with a bad tattoo. Now, the reason we bring this up is because this guy from Swindon in the UK, very excited about England to be playing in the Euros final.
Yep.
So much so, before the final happened, he went out and got a big tattoo on his leg saying, England Euro 2024 winners.
And they lost.
And a large trophy. And he did this live and then they lost. He's got the wrong tattoo.
Shocking.
It looks.
Why would you do that to him?
He looks like a dunce. he wanted a bit of, I guess, fame, and he's like, I'm so sure they're going to win. I'm going to take it. Do you know somebody with a bad tattoo is the question we're asking here. Mm. Let's go around the team. Scott, we'll start with you. Do you know someone?
A bloke I went to school with, his dad had a portrait of his mum on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Yeah, a self-portrait. And it was so bad that she made him cover it up constantly. She was like, no, I don't want to see it. It's a terrible picture of her.
There's sometimes, like, when they try and go photorealistic on a tattoo.
Don't do it.
It looks so creepy. There's something about the eyes that are really weird.
Yeah, you might as well just have a caricature or something.
It'd be better. It would be better. Because the one they go try and go realistic, it looks weird and creepy.
Just get the name.
Yeah, if you must.
Just get the person's name. If you must get a tattoo of your partner, which, for the record, is never a good idea.
Yeah.
If you must do that, just get the name.
Yeah, definitely.
Or just their initials.
That'll work.
Even then.
Ari, what about you? Do you know anyone with a bad tattoo along the journey?
Yeah, look, we have a lot of family friends with bad tattoos, but I have to say, and I don't want to be rude too badly, but my ex, he had, for God knows what reason, a lighthouse tattoo on his ankle, but it wasn't small. It took up like half of his calf.
Oh.
And shin.
Just a lighthouse. That is
weird.
He got it
while he was drunk at his brother's wedding in Byron Bay. So, I mean, that explains it.
There's a story to it. That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's...
Doesn't look good.
Commemorate the occasion.
To be fair, he hated it. And every time my parents saw his ankles, they were like grimacing. They were like, ew.
A guy I know got a donut. While he was on holiday in Bali, right? And here's the thing, it's not great. Looks a bit like a ring hole.
Oh, yes. No.
Everyone just always says, why have you got that tattooed on you?
Where is it?
He's like, oh, it's on his back. He's like, it's a donut. It's a donut.
Oh, it absolutely is not a donut.
Strawberry flavoured.
Wait, whatever. Chocolate, maybe. All right, here's what we're after. 4967-4105. You know someone with a bad tattoo? Give us the story. Give us the details. Or maybe you want to dob yourself in. We'll take that as well.
Well, we did get a message come through on our Instagram page, @thenovos_, if you want to get in touch with us. A message from Josh. He said that he went to King's Cross one night and got the words King's Cross tattooed. And he did send in a photo as well. Good on you, Josh. It looks like it's on his ankle. And it appears to be like a kind of scrappy plank of wood with literally the words in cursive King's Cross.
Oh,
like,
why?
This is the thinking process. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is a thinking process. I'm in King's Cross. I should get a tattoo King's Cross.
There would not have been any other thought process, Crevo.
Nope.
That's genuinely it. Straight down the line.
All right, 4967-4105. Maybe it's you. Maybe you want to dob someone in who has a dumb tattoo. In Morissette, Michael, what's your story?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, I've doubled the age now, so when I was in my early teens, we sort of all used to have a few drinks, and my mate Kyle had his homemade tattoo gun out at the time, and yep. I'm half blind from the 4-litre. You know, case of wine we all shared that day.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so I pull out my old fella and, you know, he sort of gives me a tattoo and it says enjoy on it.
Oh, you know what? That might be one of the greatest calls of all time. And do you have a partner, Michael?
Yeah, I do. And I sort of get it out, you know, not so much these days, but, you know, I sort of get it out and they're like, oh, I can't believe you've done that. And, oh, that's so good. And all
that's
that
so
sort of
good.
Stuff.
Well, all
well
I
no
can
one's ever seen it before.
Yeah, well, aww. You know, I guess there's obvious reasons for that.
No one else would ever do that.
Yeah. Does your partner like it or?
Oh, I don't think they notice it that often now. As I said, I'm 42 now, so.
Just blends into the background, I guess. All I can say is how extraordinary. I was not expecting that.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Yeah, it's just cracked 7 o'clock, which means it's game time, baby. This is Lowest Deluxe. How it works, we give you three items. Why are you laughing, Chris?
Oh, it's just a fun way of saying it.
Baby.
Yep, that.
I can't claim that. That's from Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Coach Beard. Yeah, thanks, Ted. Okay, so Lovers Deluxe, how it works, we give you three items. You need to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. There is another theme this morning. I'm taking a page out of Scott's book. He's pretty much brought this into existence.
It's just
so
fun.
So keep it going.
Yeah, the theme game is fun.
It's good.
Let's meet our contestant for today from Singleton. Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm really great. It's a Thursday, pointy end of the week. Mm-hmm. You're vibing for the weekend?
I am indeed. I'm actually on my weekend.
Oh!
Happy day.
Somebody's a show-off.
So are you taking a long weekend or are you having Thursday, Friday off, Rebecca?
Thursday, Friday off, long weekend. I won't go back to Monday.
Oh.
You, if you could see the look on our faces now, so just imagine jealousy. That's it. That's what you've got. So now you can top that off with a lovely little cake topper of a prize, $50 to spend at Door 34. You know how the game works?
I do indeed.
Let's get into it, Quizmaster Ari.
Okay, well, before we do get started, Rebecca, I have stuck to the guns of theming the Lowest to Lux game. So today's theme, obviously it was Origin last night, so it's going to be rugby league themed.
Ooh, this is fun.
Love it.
Okay. All right, let's jump into this, Rebecca. Okay, the first item on the list is the ASICS Menace 4 football boots. That's your first one. The second one is the Mini Terrasphere Rugby League Ball. And the third one is a Signature Viper mouth guard in the colour blue. Now, all three of these items are from Rebel Sport, if that does help at all. So just a quick recap. You've got the Menace 4 football boots by ASICS, the Mini Rugby League Ball, and, of course, the Viper mouth guard. Which one do you think is the cheapest out of those three, Rebecca?
Well done.
All right, well done. Well done. You've got to actually pick one.
Well, I'll go with the mouth guard.
Okay, now mouth the guard middle.
Mouth guard, the small ball.
Small ball? Small ball. Have you ever seen a small ball, Rebecca?
I work with a lot of men, so maybe one or two.
Hey, there we go. All right, maybe one or two. And that leaves the ASIC boots at the top, the most expensive. All right.
Most definitely.
Let's get into price revelation time.
Okay. The Signature Viper mouth guard from Rebel Sport is valued at $35.
Ooh.
What?
What?
You get a mouth guard from Chemist Warehouse for like 10 or 12.
Well, this isn't from Chemist Warehouse.
It's a Signature Viper.
Signature Viper.
Frevo, explain to me what a Signature Viper is.
It's signed by a snake.
Oh, for God's
sake.
It's got the signature of a viper on it. Very expensive. The vipers, they've got their own union. Mm. They expect high wages. It's a whole thing.
Let's move
on. I get it.
The Terrasphere Mini Rugby League Ball.
Rugby League.
Rugby League.
$15.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, you get nothing.
It was a mini version.
It was an absolute pleasure talking to you, though, Rebecca. And you're the real winner with a long weekend, aren't you?
Yeah.
Most definitely. Well, I'm actually on my way to Cardiff right now to get a service, so I'll call in there and get a coffee anyway.
Good plan. Yeah.
That is a great plan. Door 34 will absolutely love you for saying that. Have a great day. Another local winner, because she's got her whole long weekend to herself here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Some news in the supermarket world that's got, again, nothing to do with price gouging, nothing to do with the Senate inquiry.
Good.
Woolies have started asking their employees to clock in and clock out of their breaks.
So,
and is this micromanaging to the finest, to the nth degree? Yes, it is.
Okay, so what's happening is you get what? Your little lunch at a certain time of the morning, depends what time you started.
So, again, this is what it used to be when I was there. 4 hour shift, you get a 15 minute break.
Okay.
And so if you get your 15 minute break and then so on and so forth from there, you get certain allocations, half an hour, depending on how long you work.
Mm-hmm.
They're now asking you to clock in to start your shift, clock out for your break, clock in when you finished your break, then clock out when you finished your shift.
See, this doesn't sound unnatural to me at all. I used to do that all the time when I worked at the Reject Shop. They made us do the exact same thing.
Clock in and clock out of every break.
Yep.
They say here, Woolies have come down to saying that it's so that everybody gets their allocated break. Now, it's to make sure no one takes 17 minutes instead of 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do you believe that is the case?
100%. 100%.
So you're thinking it's less that they're making sure people get enough breaks, more that they're not taking too many minutes.
Well, there's a lot of chitter-chatter about the idea of wage theft. And that Woolies are not paying people enough. So they're trying to get, and Woolies not paying people accurately.
Right.
And I'm using Woolies because they're an example here. Wage theft is across the board, though,
sure.
across every sector. So we're not just singling Woolworths out here. But this idea of clocking in and out, it was always a problem when you're at one end of the store having to walk to the other because it takes you, what, even if it is just a minute. To walk out the back to clock out.
Well, yeah, you're not. That's one of your minutes.
That's one of your minutes, exactly. And so it would always be that your break starts from when you go on break, not from when you go to the toilet, go and get yourself a packet of chips, pay for it, then sit down and pull out your phone. Mm. And then people go, all right, now my 15-minute starts because I've officially stopped for 15 minutes.
Right.
No,
so,
your break
so
started.
The toilet doesn't count.
No, well, that's the thing. is they're going to have all these stipulations about what you are and aren't to do for your break.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like, if you're clocking in, clocking out, does that mean you shouldn't be going to the bathroom during your break? During your shift, sorry?
Well, yeah. There are some companies overseas that have those kind of rules.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there is. And it feels to me a little bit dystopian and un-Australian.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't pass a pub test.
Oh, well, that's the thing. If you need to go, you need to go. It's a basic human right.
Well, the Woolies, they haven't said anything about it, but because they're making it mandatory that all your breaks need to be clocked in and clocked out, surely a toilet break doesn't have to. Surely not.
Okay, honest question, because you've spent a decade in supermarkets at least. Did you ever take an extra minute on a break?
Never.
Never once?
Oh, that's
you're still trying to get a job there?
Still trying to. No, I'm not going to incriminate myself on the radio. No, but there's so many people that do the extra breaks. And you see them do it, so you understand why. They're buying
like naughty extra breaks.
Naughty extra breaks. There used to be people that would walk in, get their Weet-Bix, go, okay, now it's my break. Mm. Like, it's break as soon as they walk in the building, they clock in, then have their breakfast. You go, not on.
Not allowed.
You can understand why we're going in that fashion, but come on. It's a bit much, isn't
it? It's too far.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And 14-4, etch the numbers in history. New South Wales are back.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We get Origin. We get it. We get it. We've won. It's been famously said for many years, the New South Welshmen don't get Origin. Put that to bed last night.
Yeah, tuck that in. Pull up the sheets and the blankets.
Such a good game last night. Our very own Bradman Best, our first try of the night. And again, it would look like it was going to go either A into golden point or B, just penalty after penalty, with the score line being very, very short for the majority of the game. But out of nowhere, Blues out the box and Bradman over the line, pushing Gagai and Ponga out of the way to put the ball down. You love to see it.
You'd think that Bradman would save, you know, some of his best for the night's games, wouldn't you think?
That was terrible. We move on. That was absolutely terrible.
Hang on. Sorry. There we go.
A question on a lot of people's lips, though, mine included, is where was old captain, my captain, Jake Trbojevic? And played very, very few minutes the entire season. Like, he played maybe 20, 30 minutes each game. Like, he was on for a bit, taken off. Isaiah Yeo was on the pitch, and he did all the captaincy stuff.
Wow.
And a lot of questions were asked, well, what's Jake Trbojevic actually doing? And then they're questioning Madge Maguire, Michael Maguire, why would you pick him as the captain if you're not going to play him? Now, Madge has spoken to the media saying that why is he the captain? It's because he's the glue, the special parts in and around the team that people don't get to see. Jake's our captain. The players love him. They have a special moment. They all cheer for him. Kind of like, and I don't want to be rude in saying this, bit of a personality hire. That Jake is not the bloke on the pitch scoring tries, but he's the bloke that rallies the team, that brings the spirit, and that's what you need in a bit of a leader.
Hey, whatever they did, it's worked.
It's worked.
So whoever came up with that idea, good on him.
So we'll just put him in a skirt, get him some pom-poms, and then he can just be like the cheerleader.
Well, that is a possibility.
I was not saying that he played bad, but he just played very, very few minutes. And crazy to think that our captain, like when James Tedesco was the captain, he was in everything. He was in everything.
Mm.
Jake Trbojevic played very, very minimal minutes. Most of the captaincy stuff went to Isaiah Yeo. There you go. But you still get to lift the trophy and you still get to be the the bloke on the shield.
I think I would rather that.
Whatever, I just want whatever works.
Whatever works.
Whatever gets it home for the Blues is the most important thing at the end of the day.
Go team.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Asking the question, have you ever seen something be stolen at work? Or maybe you've nicked something yourself. Up for grabs, we've got a couple of tickets, gold reserve as well, to go see the Knights versus the Broncos this Saturday at McDonald Jones Stadium. That's the good tickets. You want to get them. We just need your stories here. This comes after at the Berlin Tesla factory. Now, this is a big dog factory. They've got 12,000 people working there.
God damn.
It's been open just under 5 years, but during that time, 65,000 coffee mugs have gone missing.
65,000.
So all the break rooms across the, you know, across this big factory, they've ordered 65,000 coffee mugs. They're back at zero and they have to keep ordering. So just to give you, I've done the math, essentially. Yeah.
Right.
Every year, every person's stealing at least one coffee mug. Every single employee is stealing at least one per year. On average.
Jeez.
So, you know, some people aren't stealing. That means some people are getting heaps.
They're getting one or two.
Yeah, they're filled up in the cupboard. Yeah, over their time there, they've filled up their cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with this guy years ago who was in the military. Now, in the military, if something goes like is thrown out or destroyed, it has the code 151. So there might be like, for example, you know, I don't know, telephone in, you know, office 9, code 151. It's broken. Get a new phone. Okay. Order it in, right? Yeah. So he used to call it MITRE 151, and you'd order in, like, he used to get, like, duct tape or batteries or just essentials, life essentials, would come home to the share house.
Oh, love it.
Didn't mind. We never bought a battery for the 5 years I was living there. Brilliant. Double A's, no problems.
Oh, my partner, Britt, she told me that she used to sometimes and on occasion, not always,
not always,
maybe, allegedly, kind of.
Many disclaimers there.
Has potentially maybe once stole toilet paper from work during the COVID panic buying period.
Yeah, I did that too.
That's a big
did
one.
Did you now?
100%.
How much did you take, Ari? A couple of cases? Were you sort of selling it out of a garage at the time? What was the situation?
No, well, I was living at home on my own for a while, so I only needed to take like one roll per week.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff your bag full of bog roll.
There you go.
Sell it on the black market.
Sell it
on
the black market. There's a big COVID vibe going on.
No.
What about yourself, Scott? Ever taken anything? No, you're too good, aren't you?
Oh, look, not that I used to deliberately steal. But
sure.
Not deliberately.
What does that even mean? What, it fell into my pocket, officer?
Look, there was always just, when I used to work at a place that had a bakery, there was always just extra donuts lying around. There was always, oh, look, you need 4 packets of bread rolls to a bag, and look, there's 15 bread rolls made. So that's not a divisible by 4. One bread roll, cut in half, add some cheese and bacon to it. There's my breakfast.
Delicious.
I see what you did there. So it could be these type of things, or perhaps you saw something big get stolen. That person even got caught, fired, that type of thing. Broad range here. Have you seen a kind of a theft in a workplace? What happened? The juicier the story, the better. Mm. Or the small ones are fun as well, you know, the bog roll, that sort of stuff.
Mm. To Kersley, Savannah, morning. Tell us, what'd you steal from work?
I wouldn't really say that I stole it.
Sure.
I got given it. It was a refill bottle of air freshener.
Okay.
Sorry, ear freshener?
Air.
Hey, Scott, sorry, I think...
I'm a Kiwi, sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Ari and I got that. Scott had no idea. He was like, God. What is ear freshener? How much is that worth?
I know it wasn't very cheap because they were very, like, the people that were there longer than me were not very happy that I got it and not them.
Ooh, a bit of a rivalry, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Next, let's go to...
Kate in Newcastle. Good morning, Kate. What'd you steal from work? Kate, you there?
Oh, Kate has
Kate's dropped.
Probably not a mobile phone, because you'd hope it worked better than that.
You really hope so, wouldn't you?
In Madawi, Jolie, what did you steal from work?
Joel,
sorry, yeah. I couldn't see.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, hi, sorry, it's actually Joel.
Yeah, we're all learning today.
That's all right, So when I was young, I was probably about, I don't know, 19 years of age, I was sitting in St. Luke's, which is a shopping mall in New Zealand, and my friend and I were sitting there just looking down, watching, you know, everyone sort of shopping and stuff, and we looked into this electronic shop, and we watched this, we were looking at this sort of voluptuous lady, and she continued to steal a plasma TV, but she put it under her dress and walked out of the store. And my friend and I were looking at each other and couldn't believe it was real. And we applauded her as she walked out because nobody stopped her.
Was she an employee?
She continued on her way. Sorry?
Was she an employee?
She was an employee.
Wow.
And she put it under her skirt.
That is extraordinary. What have you got up your skirt there, miss? No, it's not a TV.
No, it's not a plasma.
Wow, that is just... I mean, I wasn't expecting that call, I have to admit. All right, well, to Rutherford, Trish, what did you see get stolen at work?
Yeah, young fellas used to come in to Kmart all the time.
Yeah.
They used to go and get a big, really big, big shake, drink half of it, and they used to go and steal the real expensive golf balls there. They're like $50 a pop. Oh. So they'd walk out with $300 worth of golf balls in their cups.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez,
you've got to be so careful, don't you?
They're willing to steal anything, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly.
All right, let's wrap this up with Gary in Maitland. Good morning, Gary. What'd you take from work?
So I'm a former employee of a certain fried chicken chain, the Colonel.
Okay.
Many years ago when I was there, I managed to get a hold of a 5-kilo box of the seasoned salt.
That's good.
I bagged up a few and I was selling it off to a couple of mates and that. I think I made something about $100.
Deal it on the side. What's that little powder in a baggie you got there?
It's just the good stuff, mate.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Especially one of the things that I'm passionate about in this world is our grassroots football. I love my local soccer, of course. I've grown up in it. But some great news coming out of Edgeworth Eagles, guys.
Oh.
Eagles FC. Four of their players, their NPL squad players, rather, have actually travelled over to Denmark to compete in one of the world's largest football tournaments. It's called the Dana Cup. If you know, you know. So they've been selected.
Neither do I. I got no idea what is that.
It's just a football tournament over in Denmark.
So is it like Edgeworth versus Denmark?
It's an international competition.
Right. So each year. Yeah, right. Okay.
So who do you get selected? Is it just Danish teams or do you have to have Danish heritage or?
No. You just go over and play.
So like
you've got to be a local player, but you just get selected to go and you know, represent.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, represent Australia.
Well, that's cool. So they're representing Australia in Denmark.
Yeah, Connor Halpin, Benny Conway, Ty Stoker, and Tyler Berich. So they're heading over there right now. They're facing teams from Norway and Germany in the group stage.
So will they then just, like, they'll play this little tournament?
Yep.
Or big tournament,
yep,
whatever it is, and then they just come back to Edgeworth.
That's it.
Oh, that's
NPL
fun.
I wonder who they're playing
NPL.
With. I wonder who they're playing
what
with.
What team, yeah. Don't know. Some team over
they're,
in Denmark.
They're touring with Australian international football.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, you've got to be a special type of player to be selected for this. So,
and,
well done, boys.
And you get seen by potentially a scout in Europe
absolutely
or something.
Well, that's the whole point. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you're on your journey to the big money.
Yeah.
Really big money.
Well, fingers crossed.
Come on, Edgeworth. Let's show the world what we're made of.
Yes. Put Edgeworth on the map. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
For Eagles boys. Absolutely.
Eagles represent.
New FM. The Novos.
And looking at Mayor Kay Fraser, the Mayor of Lake Macquarie, she's posted on her Facebook page that she's being involved in the 50 Years, 50 Stories exhibition being held by the University of Newcastle.
Oh, this is so cool.
My alma mater.
She's been in service for a long time, hasn't she?
20 years. Well, outgoing. She's not contesting her seat in September this year.
Mm.
So she's been selected. There's going to be portraits and stories. The exhibition, it captures dreams, struggles, hard work and success of many that went through the Open Foundation program at the University of Newcastle. Definitely one to check out.
Oh, yeah. Sounds really cool.
You jump online and you can get all the details there by checking out Councillor May Fraser's Facebook page. Is definitely where to go. makes you think about alumni that have come from university. Now, I went to Macquarie Uni.
Sure.
And the big one coming from Macquarie, the Wiggles.
Oh.
That's where the Wiggles met. It was two members of the Wiggles were already in a band, the Cockroaches. Then they met another two members of the band.
About that.
And then, bang, they started the Wiggles.
Away they went. Mm. Famous people have gone to different universities. It's a fun chat.
We've had others, like Liz Ellis went to Macquarie, and Ian Thorpe also went to Macquarie. So did Tom Trbojevic. But, yeah, it's really good that University of Newcastle is celebrating its people. It's celebrating its alumni.
When you went to that uni, did you find that they had, like, throw that in the brag book all the time?
Absolutely. You go to the gym.
Yeah, and there's a picture of Thorpey.
There would be pictures. There was memorabilia. There was everything celebrating the past students that have been there. And one day, it'll be my turn.
Yeah, that's right. You'll be on the wall. What do you think you'll be celebrated for?
Well, hopefully radio.
Astronaut.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully a credit to the arts and media space.
Yeah, do you think you'll get like a big trophy and stuff when they do that, when they put you up there?
Nude picture of me on the wall.
Okay.
Paint me nude and hang it on the wall. God. There
nice,
we go.
Nice. That's like a portrait. A portrait, like King Charles or something.
Yes. Do that for me and I'll be happy as Larry.
Well, you deserve that, I think. Maybe we can get it organised now. Do you know any painters, Ari, who could do a portrait of Scott?
No.
Well, you can paint it and put it on the wall here.
Now, that is a great idea. If anyone is a portrait painter who's willing to do that kind of painting of Scott, get in touch at the Novos _ on Instagram. We'd love to get this thing started. We'll organise a big gold frame. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to this whole situation.
UFM. The Novos.
And finding a place to live is not always an easy feat, okay? Especially when it comes to living in the city of Sydney.
Oh, South Newcastle is difficult to deal with. It's so expensive for a start.
Just down the road. Well, there's a little, I guess, an apartment or a place to stay, a hotel, if you will. It's called the Space Q Capsule Hotel along George Street, which is kind of near the Capitol Theatre there in Surrey Hills. If you've ever been to, like, you know, near the markets there or
even Capitol Theatre itself. Oh, yeah, just sort of right in the middle.
Yeah, near Town Hall Station, you know, you get the gist. Centre. Well, apparently, it's opening itself up to renting instead of just staying there overnight.
I don't like it. This is ridiculous. So the thing with these capsule hotels, they started in Japan in like the 80s and 90s. That was when they first, and everyone used to go, ha, 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 somebody like staying in a little tiny tube that's sort of like essentially with a coffin with a telly and a light in it. And then
some of them don't even have that.
Yeah, they're just literally a little box that you can sleep in. Well, but now it's here in Sydney. Well, in our very own backyard.
It's termed as an ultra-modern capsule apartment. It's listed for $300 a week rent.
Shocking.
Oh, that is ridiculous. For a capsule.
So the thing is, the space isn't even tall enough to stand up in and is part of a shared space. So it's kind of like not a hostel. So it's nicer than that, but it looks similar to what a hostel is. Yeah.
I've seen these across the ditch in New Zealand. And it's literally just a tube. And you just lie in there. There's no room either side. You don't even have room for like a bedside table. You've got a flip thing that comes off the top, like where you lie down. You've got a flip thing that sort of comes out of the roof, and that's where you put your possessions.
Yeah. Well, that's right. So whenever I've looked to stay somewhere in the CBD, this always comes up in suggestions, of course, on like booking.com and things like that. So per night, it ranges between $130 to $150.
That's too much. That's what should be for a whole room. That should be a whole room with its own bathroom.
Location, location.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to pay to sleep in a tube. That's ridiculous. That is too much. $300 a week is too much.
Well, it's 5-minute walk from Central, so it's right in the heart of the city. So it just depends. I mean, yes, you'll have to share some facilities. It's like a share house, but you're sleeping in a pod.
Rental prices have gone too high when it's $300 a week to sleep in a large tube.
Well, they were saying recently about the balcony that there's in my partner, Britt, in her apartment complex.
Yeah.
You can rent the balcony for $300 a week. And somebody's put a makeshift bed on the balcony.
At least you can stand up, though, and it's enclosed.
Yeah.
And you've got a semblance of sharing an apartment. This is literally a tube.
I don't like it.
Neither am I.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
right, some very cool news, guys, from Ties Hill. Your neck of the woods, Scott.
Yep.
So, Newcastle Council has approved plans for the reopening of the Cross Keys Hotel.
What's that? Now,
that's at the end of my street.
Literally. It's an old Art Deco building. It looks over the soccer fields down near the TAFE there.
Okay.
It closed in the 80s as a pub.
Whoa.
And now, obviously, these plans come through. It's not going to have any poker machines, which I'm all about. Yeah. I think that creates a good atmosphere in a pub. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting. This is the plans are going through. So it'll take a while. $1.3 million are going to be spent reinstating it. New external doors and windows, all that sort of stuff.
So a brand new watering hole for you to get down to, Scott.
Why would I leave the Royal Oak?
Well, that's a good question.
I would not leave the Oak. No. Would not leave the Oak. The Oak has my heart.
Yeah, and, well, the cheeseburger has my heart.
To
be fair.
Jeez, you can't get a free deal or something.
Yes.
Well, hey, if they want to get involved and sponsor the show, I'd be all about it.
Word on the street, too, is that the new establishment is going to be, I'm not going to say the name, but he's going to be backed by an existing group that already exists in Newcastle.
Really?
So it's going to be an extension, so it's like joining their conglomerate.
Ooh.
I won't go any further because it's all still speculation at this point.
Okay.
But that's the word on the street.
Interesting gossip.
Literally on Elizabeth Street.
There you go. Yeah, but anyway, exciting because it's been a part of that, you know, the fabric of that area for a long time. It'll be interesting to see how this new development goes.
Anything in Tice Hill
is good.
Bring it in.
Yeah,
bring
definitely.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Making his way to the Newcastle Civic Theatre on the 25th of September this year. An audience with David Walliams. You'd know him from Little Britain. You'd know him from Come Fly With Me. Even Australia's Got Talent a couple of years ago. He joins us on the line, Mr. David Walliams. How you doing?
I'm great. And good morning to you guys. It's evening here, so I'm sort of winding down, but you're just kind of getting started, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's 6 o'clock in the morning right now. Mm-hmm. So okay. We're still kind of waking up, coffees, things getting underway, but we're all getting set
for the day. As long as it's just coffee and not anything else, okay?
As long as it's, yes, it's just that to keep us awake and alert and ready to go.
That's what he always says. I'm a huge fan of Come Fly With Me. It's probably one of my favourite projects that you've done along the journey of many. Will we be seeing characters in this audience with David Walliams, or is it going to be more stories from your life? What's going to be the setup of the event?
There will be a couple of Little Britain characters. But we want to keep it as a surprise because...
Nice.
Right at the top of the show and the top of the second half. And also there are stories, funny stories from my life. I mean, it's a piece of entertainment. You know, it's not me getting kind of deep about everything. It's me trying to entertain, telling all the stories of how me and Matt came up with characters, telling the stories of sort of life in show business and the mad things that you know, can happen to you sometimes. And the audience get a chance to ask any question they want as well. Wow. So I'm really looking forward to that because I really like thinking on my feet and being spontaneous. And I always think when you go and see a show and you know there's a spontaneous bit, you know, like you go and see a comedian and there's kind of heck, they talk about something going on, that's always the best bit, isn't it?
Yeah, so of course.
Totally. As well. And so I'm really looking forward to it because I've always had the best responses. And me and Matt toured Australia in 2007 before any of you were born. And
No, I'll take that. He's saying we're less than 20. I'll take that.
And we had such a brilliant time because actually it was right at the end of our tour. So the last shows we did were in Australia, and it was just a thrill because I just think maybe people in Australia were more excited to see us than people in the UK. And I just think they're kind of more up for it. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can shock an Australian. I don't think it's possible because the humour you guys have is just always, you know, it's always kind of on the edge. And you know, I saw Jim Jefferies last time I was over in Australia. Bit of a name drop. I went with Russell Crowe.
Oh,
and, you may know him. He's the Oscar-winning actor from Gladiator. And anyway, so we went, and it was like I was a bit taken aback. I was like, "Whoa!" But it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And my favorite comedian, kind of growing up, the one that made me want to do comedy was Barry Humphries. And so I saw him live when I was a teenager, and I was like, it was a light bulb moment of light. I was like, I was struck by lightning. This is what I want to do. So there's always been a close connection, I think, you know, between Australia and the UK, and that we, you know, television programs, comedians, music, and all those kind of things. So I do feel that people in Australia kind of get me and I get them. So I haven't never done this show before. So I'm really glad to be starting in Australia and hopefully feeling the warmth.
Treat for us.
Absolutely.
I do have to ask you as well, David, out of all the projects that you've done, and obviously we've seen you in pretty much everything, do you have a favourite, one that's close to your heart the most?
It's a thrill that people still are talking about Little Britain, still quoting it, that a whole new, you know, generation are getting into it and Come Fly With Me, which is really big for some reason with like teenagers and stuff.
Yeah.
And actually my son is 11. And the thing is, I don't really watch things back because, you know, I kind of think there's two scenarios where you watch your own stuff. It's like, one is you're alone at home watching yourself on television, so or you're crazy, or you've invited people over and then you put yourself on. It's crazy too. But anyway, my son was really keen to watch Come Fly With Me with some mates because he'd never seen it, but he'd heard about it because his friends were talking about it. And then I sat down and watched it for the first time in a really long time. I actually think this is actually really funny. I was like, you know, because sometimes you're watching things thinking, yeah, we could have done that better, or that wasn't quite as good as it turned out. But it was very funny. But after about 15 minutes, I couldn't watch anymore because I just felt embarrassed watching it with my son. And I left the room. But him and his friends were loving it. Obviously, they shouldn't watch it because they're 11. Yeah. But of course, what about you? When I was 11, all I wanted to do was watch things that were too grown up. I used to go into the video store and try and get Scarface out because
I wouldn't have gone down. You wouldn't have been able to do that here.
No, Mad Max as well. I always wanted to watch, but I couldn't see those things until I was older. But yeah, so hopefully the shows are going to be some people, you know, who watched Little Britain first time around, maybe as teenagers or adults, and they'll be probably bringing their kids who have got into it more recently. And I think the thing is that, I mean, I'm guessing one of the reasons it's still popular is there's nothing like this now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't get the green light.
There's lots of stand-ups who are brilliant, but there's not a lot of sketch shows. I can't think of any really that in the last few years. Chris Lilly did some like brilliant ones, but there hasn't been a new one recently. And I also think, you know, people have got very worried about offending anybody. And so therefore, I think people are less ready to go towards the edgy stuff. But the edgy stuff is where all the excitement is.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen Ricky Gervais live, and even I'm shocked. It's a thrill.
Yeah.
It's brilliant to be shocked. You go, I can't believe he's doing that. And I'm a comedian. So it's, I think that's really exciting. And so I guess that might be part of the reason why Little Britain and Come Fly With Me are still sort of out there in the culture. But it's great when kids come up to me and they know it, it's a real thrill because, you know, when you make something, it's not like you're really thinking, oh, I want it to last a long time. But obviously there's things that I grew up watching, like Monty Python, that have had a long life. And so you don't want, television's quite disposable, you know, it's on and then it's off. So if it does have a life, it's you know, beyond its broadcast originally, it's very, very exciting. And so, and it's amazing to be, you know, still well known for it. Obviously, I've been doing lots of other stuff like Got Talent and books and stuff, But I'm working with Matt again now. We're creating a whole new show. So it's exciting times. And I think things are moving on a little bit. I think the sort of offense thing seems to be sort of dying down a bit, and people are a little bit over it. And people are a little bit more like, well, I want to see it. Can you just let me watch it? You know. Yeah. So I think, and also I look on Netflix, sort of the biggest comedians, Chris Rock, Ricky Gervais, Dave Chappelle, Jimmy Carr, they're all really edgy comedians, aren't they? So that's what people want.
They want it. And I think
it's good to see, like, the comedians seem to get a pass, which is good because that's what comedy should be, and an art form should be able to be discussed like that. But I think it's good that these streaming platforms don't necessarily have to confine to, like, normal broadcasting laws.
I think you're exactly right, because there have been some controversial jokes from some of those comedians that have kind of made the news, at least in the UK, of like, oh my goodness me, they've made a joke about this, made about that. But Netflix haven't edited anything.
They don't care.
They've just stuck to their guns and gone, well, you know, if you don't like it, you know, don't subscribe. I think that's the only position you can really take, because once you start unpicking things, then, you know, you kind of have to get rid of everything. I mean, I'll tell you, but Jimmy Carr once, he got into trouble recently over some joke. I mean, he always says the joke that's going to get me cancelled, I've already told. But anyway, he did some joke that was picked up and people, you know, people criticised it. And I said, oh, are you going to apologise? He said, no, because then I'd have to apologise for everything. Yeah. I thought, yeah, it's quite good. And also, it's meant to shock. It's not real.
The whole point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
not
the
real
point of it. I found it offensive. You watch the end of, like, Life of Brian, with them singing, you know, on the cross, singing, I always look on the bright side of life. It's meant to be shocking.
Yeah.
Springtime for Hitler, Mel Brooks. It's meant to be shocking and offensive. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, it tickles that part of you.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Yeah, so let's not lose that. And it sometimes happens in other kind of art forms, you know. Things are meant to shock and offend. So hopefully people will come away from my show shocked and offended. But at the kids' show, no, they won't be shocked and offended. Hopefully they'll have a great time with their family. But in the evening, yeah, there will be some edgy things, which I'm really looking forward to performing, because the end of the show is like, I think, jaw-droppingly offensive.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to get out there and do it.
Good to know. We've also gone in the world of writing and author as well, the David Walliams Book Show, Australia, New Zealand. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so basically I was getting lots of messages from people saying, can we bring our kids to the evening show? Would it be suitable? And I think, so I wanted to do something that was just for families, and I've been doing this show for a while in the UK, doing an hour show all about the books, entertaining kids. You know, it's hopefully going to inspire a few kids to read more, write, and write their own stories. But basically, it's me entertaining kids, reading from my books, again, answering questions, telling stories about the inspiration behind characters and stories. And again, I go out in the audience, I ask the kids if they've got a brother or sister that I should put in one of my books, The World's Worst Children. And so it's just basically, we're going to have a blast for an hour. And if you've got younger kids who like the books and stuff, it's perfect to take them. So it's going to be busy for me, because during the day, there's going to be a kid show. And in the evening, there's a grown-up show. But saying that, as soon as you walk in front of an audience, immediately your adrenaline, you know, kicks in, and you know, you're just off, really. I feel like it's a bit like surfing, you know, laughs, you're kind of surfing the laughs, and it's a really exciting place to find yourself.
So when are you gonna have time to sightsee in Newcastle? We got so much here.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Good answer.
Well, I'm going to have a bit of time. We're going to have a few hours between shows. I mean, there obviously have some days off and things like that. So I do want to see as much of the country as possible.
Good.
And yeah, I mean, I love it. And also just love Australians. They're so friendly and fun and everything. So yeah. I can't wait.
Well, you wait till you meet more Novocastrians. We're the friendliest.
Especially at the pub.
I can't wait. And I'd love you guys to come to the show as well.
Oh, we'd love to be there. That'd be great.
We'd love to.
I guess, and you've just had a child, haven't you? Did you say?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're only 8 weeks old, are they?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, well, I look at every child born as a future book buyer.
Yeah.
Well, you can still come to the show and get some books for the kids. Probably not 8 weeks old, it's probably a tiny bit young. But you're all very welcome.
I've already got them on Little Britain, so it's all good.
Good. You've got to start them young with this offensive comedy.
100%.
And congratulations on being a dad.
Thank you. Okay? Thank you.
I always say to my son, the day you were born was the happiest day of my life. Aww. And every day after that, I've just got happier and happier. Oh. It's not true. It's not true.
I was going to say, I was waiting for something else to drop.
There's got to be something else in there, a little sprinkle or something.
It's not true.
You tell them.
Yeah. All right, guys. Mate, have a great morning, and thanks for having me.
No, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Us pretty much done for today.
Yes.
Which means tomorrow, Feel Good Friday.
Oh, thank you.
It Hell is going to be superb.
Friday's Friday has been good.
Yeah, I've enjoyed
Friday's
it.
Friday's Friday has been very good.
We do need to award a prize. Michael from Morissette gets himself a double to go see the Knights versus Broncos.
An absolute clanger for Regretful Tattoos. You got to hear it on the Novos podcast.
That is a must listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Must listen.
Treat yourself.
Certainly. He had the word enjoy tattooed on a certain part of his body. I'll let
you've
fill...
just given it away.
No, I haven't. I'll let you fill in the blanks, if you will.
The chat's good, guys. The chat's good.
Unreal. That's us done, though. Have a great day, everyone.
Yes, enjoy yourself. Back tomorrow bright and early.
We'll see you then.
See you then.
Catch
Bye.
Ya.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.